Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
We are on it indeed. It is regional final week in the Texas State High School football playoff calendar. Welcome into the show, Countdown to Kickoff style. Fred Davis alongside the one, the only, Mr. Steve Randall. And Steve, we are...
It is time.
Look, we had Thanksgiving last week, by the way. Before we get to it, your Thanksgiving, how was it?
Man, it was amazing.
Did you eat too much?
It's okay if you did. I paced myself, so it turned into like grazing, like, you know, most of the
day. That's the only way to do it.
I mean, I even, because I went to my sister's house, and she lives down in Red Oak, and so we're talking good old rednecks.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
love our football.
Absolutely.
And so
there was a lot of good football on that day.
Big 55-inch screen. We got to take it and put it under the carport
because
it's pouring down rain, but we are still going to do it outside. It's not going to damper our spirits.
Well, you got a carport, so that's item number one. Did you fry the turkey or smoke it, or how'd you guys do the turkey?
We did the Cajun fry, man.
Okay.
Just right there outside, make sure we didn't burn the house down, the whole shooting match.
Yeah, because there was a house in Houston that got burned down, unfortunately, and you never hear stories like that. But real quick, last thing before we jump into this slate of football games, because like I said, we are now down. We will get some of the Cinderella teams that are playing as well, but again, let's call it what it is. When we start looking at the teams that are left, I mean, these are the proverbial who's who of Texas State powers. And, you know, Rivals.com, everybody, if you're new to the game, but a lot of you probably know, whether it's Rivals on 3, 247, they do a weekly high school top 25, you know, kind of like what you do in college football and what have you. And of the top 25 high schools still playing football, 10 of them are from the state of Texas.
Well, there you
go. So, again, if that doesn't put into perspective – just how big time Texas high school football is, and anybody that listened to our high school halftime show this year, talking to the different coaches from across the state, college coaches who have had a relationship with Texas high school football in some form or fashion, whether it was coaching at one point, obviously playing and or recruiting it, you know all too well just how vital this time of year is. And like I said, we've got a lot of good stuff to get to. Again, when we're looking at some of the teams that are still left, we do have some repeat chances still on the table.
That was the point that I was going to make, because it looks like a carbon copy of last season.
It really does. It really does. And, you know, I mean, look, you and I talked about it. I mean, and again, we've been doing this since week one. I mean, you had some wonky starts. I mean, hell, DeSoto got off to an 0-2 start. Duncanville, you know, they lost one of their first district games against Waxahachie, and that's a game that's going to be a rematch. They're playing again. We're going to talk more about that game in the a few segments away when we get into the north side of Texas, but just talking about all things, you know, East Texas, Houston area and what have you. We're going to get to that here in just a sec, but some games that are jumping off the page, especially in 6A D1 when we look at the Houston area. You got North Shore and Dickinson. We're going to talk about that game here in just a little bit. You've got Summer Creek and CE King. That's a District 23 rematch.
Exactly.
Okay, and by the way, Summer Creek, who's only lost one game all year, well, guess what? That was to, you know, Sheldon King earlier this year, right? So that's a rematch that you got to get ready for. Over in 5A D1, you've got Port Arthur Memorial, who's been running roughshod over everybody. They were a popular pick to make it all the way to state, and so far they're in you know, the regional finals, quarterfinals of the 5A D1, and again, we'll talk about that here in just a smidge as well. And then, of course, in 5A D2, Port Neches Groves, you know, a mid-county, you know, Golden Triangle school. They're playing South Oak Cliff. This is the fourth year in a row that those two schools, two of the perennial teams in 5A D2.
And, you know, one of the things that I always like to point to this time of year, not only do you have the greatest coaches, but you understand what they have done, and they get their players to play the best when it's time.
No, they
absolutely It's time
do.
To shine, and they are definitely playing their best.
And let's not forget about DeSoto and Willis. Willis with the five-star Jermaine Burton, who's going to be at UT. He had an absolutely just off-the-wall performance last week. 368 yards, 7 touches, 4 touchdowns. And you saw why he's one of the best players in the entire state of Texas. All right, we'll take a look at some of the more games coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is Countdown to Kickoff.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
All right, all right, all right. Countdown to Kickoff. Fred Davis, Steve Randall right here on Texas State Networks. We are in the regional finals week, and let's talk a little East. We are going to have our guy Jackson DePasquale. He's going to join us here in a little bit to talk all things North Shore and Dickinson. He will be at that game. That game is on Friday, so we're going to hear from him as he talks about that. And then, of course, our guy, what, Cody Thorne is going to be talking Allen and North Crowley.
Yes.
We'll save the hyperbole here. I mean, look, all these games are must-watch, must-listen. Whatever. If you can get to it, by all means, certainly exactly. Do that. But let's talk some of the games that we've got going on. We already mentioned Summer Creek and Sheldon King. Like I said, those are two teams that met up earlier this year. Summer Creek, they beat Katy last week, 38-37. I saw some replays of that, and of course it was like a 4th-and-5 with 17 seconds left, a little crossing route over the middle, boom. They score a touchdown, and they're able to win that game and a little net back and forth. And we all know, we talked about that last week actually, about Katy and Summer Creek. We knew that was going to be a heavyweight showdown. And then Sheldon King, they dominated Katy Jordan last week, 52-0. And of course, we talked to their coach earlier this year, and that's a team that has two or three different running backs that, you know, can put 150 yards on you at any given time. So, and look, when you're talking about District 23 over in the Houston area, I mean, that entire, whether it's, you know, whether it's Sheldon King, whether it's Summer Creek, let's not forget Atascocita is also in that district as well. And then, of course, North Shore, you're talking about just loads of D1 talent in that particular district as well. So you've got three schools that are still playing football at this moment. At this point of the year as well. We already mentioned South Oak Cliff and Port Neches Groves. This is going to be their fourth straight playoff meeting. South Oak Cliff, they rushed for 498 yards last week, right? For several turnovers as well, and of course that was a big part of why they were able to beat the brakes off their team last week. And then PNG, look, they Midlothian Heritage gave them all they could handle last week, but they do enough to survive 17-14. I'll be honest with you. I think South Oak Cliff takes care of business this weekend, but you never know with Port Neches Groves. Again, this is a team that, again, they're a few years removed from a state championship over South Oak Cliff, but again, South Oak Cliff's had their number the last 2 years.
And you're exactly right, and you have to get back to what I was talking about before, is the good old boys that know how to win when it's time to win.
That's
is it their time again, or is it time for somebody new? You just don't know.
No, you absolutely don't. And then real quick, Kenny Harris, like I said, Kenny Harrison talking about with Summer Creek. One other game that I've got my eyes on, we talked about it just briefly, and that's Willis and DeSoto. Willis, this is the first time they've gotten to a regional final. This is their deepest run in playoff history. They won last week 38-32. Over Forney, and like I said, obviously, and I said Jermaine Bedden, I apologize. It's Jermaine Bishop Jr., who is the Texas commit, and of course, DeSoto, they've got Ethan Bobby Feaster, who is going to the University of Southern California. More to go. Welcome back in. It's Countdown to Kickoff, Regional Final Edition. Fred Davis and Steve Randall. Of course, look, it is now December, which means you may see snow, you may see precipitation, or you may just see the sun with cooler temperatures. Let's find out from TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Friday Night Lights again. Playoff time here in East Texas and the Texas coast. We've seen a lot of rain here over the past 24 hours, but good timing. All the rain's going to be out of the area, and temperatures are going to be chilling into the 40s by the evening time frame to near 50 along the Texas coast, which is a little bit below average for this time of the year. But again, rain-free, just make sure you layer up, put your little beanie on and some gloves. You should be okay. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Appreciate that, Dan. Real quick, another game that people are going to be looking out for, Barbers Hill and Port Arthur Memorial. But before that...
Yeah, got to give some love out to our East affiliates. We're talking about out in Tyler, Smith County. It's the team, 92.1 FM. K-Gas out of Carthage, K-G-A-S. Crockett, K-I-V-Y. Madisonville, K-M-V-L. Marshall, K-M-H-T. And Sulphur Springs, K-S-S-T.
And then, of course, Carthage, they're looking to repeat as state champions. They've got Athens this weekend as well. All right, we will switch gears. Jackson DePasquale from Vite Magazine, friend of the program. He's going to join us talking all things North Shore and Dickinson coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is Countdown to Kickoff, High School Playoff Edition.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Next time your to-do list is too dang long, use Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt is a one-stop shopping and delivery solution for, well, just about anything. Groceries? Shopped and delivered carefully by awesome shoppers from your neighborhood grocer. Pet supplies? Picked up and dropped to your door from PetSmart. Crafts, tools, medicine? All deliverable from Michaels, Lowe's Home Improvement, CVS, and so many other stores. Ready to get things done? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's S-H-I-P-T.com.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
We sure are, and we continue to roll along, and let's dip back into the East and welcome to the program Mr. Jackson DePasquale, friend of the program, and one of the best at covering all things Texas high school football from Vite Magazine. Jackson, we are down to, this is what we all look forward to, and you've got yourself another great matchup to look forward to as well. North Shore and Dickinson, of course, North Shore, they're no stranger. This is, what, their eighth year in a row making it to a regional final and are looking to get to another state semifinal. Meanwhile, you've got a Dickinson team that they haven't had this kind of run since 2014 and 2015. Handicap it for us a little bit, and you've seen both these teams in action. What do you expect?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good game. You know, it's going to be a big test for North Shore. This is probably one of the better teams that, obviously, they play in a great district, but this Dickinson team has gone through the gauntlet this year. They've already beaten Katy earlier in the year. They beat C.E. King, and they beat a really good Pearland team in round two, and they dominated last week against Drake Jesuit. So it's going to be a big game. It's going to be at TDECU at U of H. I expect it to be pretty packed out there. Both crowds will be there, be packed out. So it's just going to be a really good game, and I'm excited to see just if Dickinson can match the physicality of North Shore.
One thing we know about Dickinson, and we talked to their coach, Coach Snelson, earlier this year, and, he did mention as far as just, the speed they've got, and, of course, they've got some size along the trenches as well. Do you think that will be enough, or the fact that North Shore, this is what they do year in, year out, will ultimately, that experience, that playoff experience is going to be too much?
You know, I think that's going to be the biggest question for me is, Dickinson played a tough non-district schedule this year to prepare for a moment like this. And they've already played a team who, for Vipe, Pearland was a top four team for us going into the playoffs. So I think that this Dickinson team is ready. They know what they've got in front of them. I would say the biggest thing is, once you come off the bus, it's like once you see North Shore come off the bus, it's one of those things. Are you going to say, oh, crap, this is North Shore? Or are you going to say, like, hey, this is just another opponent? Because, as you said earlier, like, North Shore has been in this regional final for the past 8 years, and I think they're trying to go for their eighth straight semifinal appearance. So it's can you get over the fact that this is the big bad bully of Region 3? And I think Dickinson can. I think Coach Nelson's done a really great job this year with that group, and I think they're a special team that – I think they're going to give North Shore a run for their money on Friday.
What is it? We know, Caleb Maryland's been great for North Shore, as has Jalen Bacard. He had a great week last week, 4 catches for 110 yards and 10 touchdowns as well. But like I said, when it comes to this Dickinson team, as far as just their skill players, who do you give the advantage to on the offensive side of the ball?
Man, I would say North Shore because they've been able to do it in different ways.
Okay.
I watched them against Ridgepoint, and that game was mainly run heavy. Hezekiah Johnson had a big night. They also bring in a backup quarterback to run a package that they call Elephant, which they bring two extra offensive linemen in as kind of slot back slot backs behind the offensive line.
Okay.
And so, and then last week you saw Caleb Maryland dicing up a defense inside fall. So they can do it in different ways. I'd probably lean towards North Shore's offense just because they've been more consistent so far in the playoffs. But Dickinson's been very good too. Lorenzo Aguirre is having a really big year. Malachi Gamble, another kid. They've got the athletes to go with them. But if I had to lean one way or the other offensively, I'd lean towards North Shore.
10 seconds or less. Just a quick Summer Creek and Sheldon King, another 23 matchup. Who do you like in that one?
I like C. King. I like their speed. They already beat Summer Creek this year. But as we like to say, it's tough to beat a team twice in one year.
You ain't lying. Jackson, always great stuff from you, my friend. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll talk to you next week, Big Dog.
Thanks. You too.
There you have it, Jackson DePasquale. More to come right here on TSN.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
And we are back, TSN. Countdown to Kickoff. It doesn't get any better than this.
I mean, you got Thanksgiving, you got football, you got family, you got Christmas, and then New Year's. Hey, it's a great time.
No, you absolutely do. So, look, we got a lot to get to. Again, shout out to our boy Jackson DePasquale for breaking some stuff down for us in that North Shore Dickinson game. Looking over in the South, we're talking about San Antonio. We're talking about over in the Austin area, going over to 5A D2. And you've got, is this 5A D1 or 5A D2? 5A D1, as I was, where you've got Smithson Valley and New Braunfels. Now, this is a district rematch. The Rangers, a.k.a. Smithson Valley, who are the defending state champions, by the way, they won the first meeting between them and New Braunfels 27-14, whereas New Braunfels, they've been on a roll since then, but they've got their work cut out for them this weekend as well. So we'll keep an eye on that. We've got the, I'll tell you what, another game that you can't go wrong with any of these games, but a game that I'm excited about as well. And again, you got a lot of rematches going on, from games earlier on this year. You got Austin Vandegrift. Once again, they are, the defending state champions in 6A D2, and they're going to be, matching up with Dripping Springs, who beat them, pretty handily in the first weekend of the regular season. And of course, we talked to Coach Sanders from over there in Vandegrift, and he talked about, you know, they were trying to break in some new players. They had some turnover from last year's squad. But again, these two teams met in week one, Dripping Springs with a decisive 41-14 game. But Vandegrift, again, who lost again, and I want to say lost to Lake Travis this year. No shame in that. But they will certainly have their hands full with a Dripping Springs team that's only lost one game all year long. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. Then also, too, we did mention you do have Lake Travis, and they are going to be matching up with, let me get my papers out here. You've got Lake Travis matching up with Johnson, San Antonio Johnson, who a lot of people thought they were the best team in. They were the best team in the San Antonio region this year. Both these teams are undefeated, so definitely one of the best games. Lake Travis, again, you kind of know what you're going to get out of them. But again, we talked to the coach from Johnson earlier this year as well. And
I,
of course,
like Johnson.
I do look. Mark that. But, you know, the thing about, and one of the things the coach talked about is they've got a lot of guys from the Vandegrift staff.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know they're going to be well coached. You know, maybe they don't have the numbers, so to speak, or maybe the overall, like, D1 talent, you know, the four, the five stars. But again, I'll take a well-coached team any day. Johnson and Lake Travis, that's going to be a hell of a matchup.
It is going to be incredible. Don't you dare go away. There's a lot more coming up right here on the Texas State Network. It's high school football. I love it.
All right. We are the Countdown to Kickoff regional final edition of Texas high school football season. Let's get the weather layout and lay down from TSN chief meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Here we go. Playoffs. Friday night lights here across the Hill Country and the Lower Valley in South Texas. The rain's moving out just in time. Temperatures in the valley will be falling through the 50s and into the upper 40s into the Hill Country by the halftime. Definitely want to make sure you dress appropriately, layer up. But good news is all the rain's going to be well out of the area. Hope your favorite team wins. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Hey, we got some love going out south. Corpus Christi area, Nueces County, 1440 KEYS. How about Brenham out of Washington County, KWHIAM and FM. Milam County, we have Rockdale, KRXT. And our new, or should I say Noble Radio, our friends down there. We got 11 stations down there from Smiley to Hebronville and all the way from Allswell to Dilley. And we appreciate you guys so much.
A couple of the games to keep an eye out there. You got Bernie and Alamo Heights, and of course, that's going to be a hell of a matchup as well. Davenport and Lavernia will be getting together this week. And then, of course, Cuero and Sinton. And then, of course, Waco La Vega is going to be battling with West Orange Stark. Shout out to the Fruit City. All right, when we come back, we got the north side to get to. And, of course, there is no shortage of high-powered matchups there. Cody Thorne, Sports Illustrated, joins us next.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by... We're on it.
Indeed, it's not every day that we get somebody from the Fan After Dark to come by and say hello to us, the pride of Arlington Martin.
He's not going to say
Colleyville Heritage.
He's going to look there and be bashful.
You know, there should be a 30 for 30 on Blake Elliott and, you know, just what happened to Blake Elliott.
Exactly.
But he's forging a path in the DFW sports radio market, and we're just glad to call him a teammate. Let's jump out to the Uber Eats hotline. Welcome to the program, Cody Thorne. Cody, again, look, when you get to this time of year, every game is a high wattage matchup, but you've got one of the better ones in the state as well. You've got the defending champions in North Crowley, and then, of course, they're matching up with one of the best teams in the entire state, nationally ranked, and, of course, both these teams are nationally ranked, in the Allen Eagles and, of course, North Crowley.
Yeah, it should be a fun game. I mean, you have kind of the new power compared to, like, the old power. I mean, last couple of years they faced each other in playoffs, and North Crowley's beat Allen, so...
They have, and you know, you've had a chance to cover both teams this year. You've been following, you know, the 6A, especially here in the DFW region, all year long. And you know, in a year where you know Duncanville kind of got off to an inauspicious start, DeSoto loses three games, but then you got South Lake Carroll, who's basically you know beating everybody, by double digits and then some. Where does Allen kind of fall in things for you, and how does this North Crowley team stack up from last year?
North Crowley has basically a whole new team in offense. I mean, if you remember early in the year, they were struggling. They were still winning, but they were ugly. I mean, they were winning, you know, games they probably should have been winning by a lot, and they were squeaking by. So I think they've gotten better as the years went on.
Yeah.
You know, obviously new quarterback, new running back, four out of five new linemen. I mean, you're asking a lot for, let's say, a championship team. But I think they're playing pretty good right now. I mean, they have really good mix of two running backs who are kind of different styles, but I still think Allen, if South Lake's one, I think Allen's probably a 1B, really close to him.
Okay. Now, when you look at what's going to be the deciding factor, I mean, again, North Crowley's got the playoff experience, not to say that Allen doesn't, but they haven't been back to this level or at least gotten to a state championship in a while. Now, they are paced by running backs Lyndon Spriggs and Jaden Hambrick. Will that be the difference in your mind? I mean, obviously – turnovers notwithstanding, but is the running game for Allen going to prove to be too much this weekend?
I think whichever team has the better running game is going to win the game.
Okay.
I think whoever kind of control the clock. I mean, I think it might be a low scoring game. And I know in the past, I mean, these games have kind of been more Crowley's, you know, 30-7 or 35-7. I mean, but I don't think Crowley has offense like they do. I could see this being like a 21-14, you know, 22-15 game. I mean, I could see it being a little scoring.
I know that Louisville gave Allen a little bit of problems there at in that first round of the playoffs. Am I reading too much into that, or do I, does North Crowley, if they can control the tempo, control the ball, could be enough and basically keep that Allen offense off the field?
I think they can. I mean, I think the line that North Crowley has now, even though it's been a few weeks since I saw them, but I mean, I think based on the recent results, they can play too. I think another factor is, if you think about it, they beat them the last two times. I mean,
yeah.
To me, I would think a little bit, it might be in Allen's head that, they were once the big dogs. Now they're, kind of second fiddle between Duncanville and North Crowley. And obviously the winner of this game will get probably Duncanville or Waxahachie. I would think Duncanville. So, I mean.
Okay, perfect. No, we got about 30 seconds left. Duncanville, Waxahachie. This is a matchup. Waxahachie, who's had an incredible year this year, 11-1. Their only loss was to DeSoto. Duncanville's only loss was to Waxahachie, and that was a game that they led 28-7. Gave up three tutties in the fourth quarter. Who do you like in this matchup?
Duncanville.
Okay, fair enough. I love it. Cody, enjoy the games this weekend, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
There you have it. The one, the only, Mr. Cody Thorne from Sports Illustrated. Again, usual suspects, Steve.
Yep.
Usual suspects. We talked about District 11. We talked about District 23. Three teams from each district are still playing for state championships. Lots more to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Countdown to Kickoff.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
Okay, shout out once again to our guy Cody Thorne dropping by, talk a little good foosball dude with us. Great A guy, salt of the earth, as we like to say here on Countdown to Kickoff. All right, so he'll be at North Crowley and Allen. And again, as he alluded to, it might just be whoever can keep the other offense off the field is going to be, look, is it one of those deals where you kind of, I don't know that you want to get into a track meet.
No, you don't, but you want to control the clock.
No, you absolutely do. And if I'm North Crowley, and again, let's not pretend like North Crowley's like some, this is not like North Crowley's some underdog that is trying to beat an upstart team here, right? I mean, we're talking about the defending state champions.
It's the third time that they've met.
Third time
in
they've
the regional
met.
Regional final.
Third straight regional final meeting. And again, North Crowley, they'd beat up on Capel last week.
Exactly.
Their rushing attack was led by Keontae Ingram. And then, of course, we already talked about Allen. They had no problem taking care of Odessa Permian, 56-13. Raise your hand if you called that.
Yeah, exactly.
Running backs, as we mentioned, with Cody, Lyndon Spriggs, and Jaden Hambrick, both combined for five touchdowns. Like I said, I think this is going to be a very close game. And if I'm North Crowley, I'm looking at kind of what Louisville did, who was driving at the end, right?
Yeah.
And if they don't turn that ball over, we might be having a different conversation right now. But I'm going to give North Crowley a slight edge.
Mm-hmm.
I really, truly am. I mean, I think it's going to be a great game, and I don't think you can go wrong with either one. Duncanville and Waxahachie touched on that a little bit. Waxahachie's led by TCU commit Jerry Meyer III. He threw for 353 yards, and Cohen Brown was his main target. And, of course, Duncanville, they've won nine straight games since that loss to Waxahachie. And, of course, their defense continues to be one of the best in the state. Jackson DePasquale and Cody both said it. It's hard to beat a team twice in the same year. Now, again, these two teams know each other very well, considering they play each other every year in district play. But as much as my hat's off to Waxahachie, they got one of the best safeties in the state who's going to Texas A&M. I can't in good faith pick against Duncanville.
Well, and I agree with you. And before we run out of time, there's just this one game that's just on my mind: Highland Park and Frisco Lone Star.
That's gonna be a shootout.
I have a feeling Frisco may have their number this year.
I think so too. And I think the one thing about Highland Park is that their defense can be a little leaky at times.
Mm-hmm.
They give up big numbers early in the year. Now, granted, that was in weeks 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
So this is a much different time of year, and this is where Highland Park plays its best football. All right, so
cream rises.
Look, you and I wouldn't be surprised if when we do this show next week, or when you and I talk over the weekend, that Highland Park ends up beating Frisco Lone Star. But I'm with you. I just think that Highland Park defense, good, not great, and Lone Star's just been that team. And sometimes it's your year.
Late in the fourth, if they're still in it, There we go.
Absolutely. One of the game, Melissa and Argyle. That's another matchup. Argyle quarterback, McGuire Gasperson. He threw for 332 yards and 4 touchdowns last week. I'm going to go with Argyle in this one. All right. Let's get the weather and one more segment before we talk about the West. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
When it comes to same-day grocery delivery, Shipt knows your expectations are high. You didn't just order cookies. You ordered the coconut macaroons that help you power through 3 p.m. meetings. And you definitely didn't just order baby carrots. You ordered the one veggie your kindergartner willingly snacks on. With Shipt, you don't just order groceries. You order attentive service from personal shoppers who care about the details. See the difference by downloading the app or visiting Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it is the countdown to kickoff. We are putting the finishing touches on the North Texas region of the state. A lot of good high school playoff games coming from the DFW. But, look, weather gets a little wonky up here in the DFW area. But don't take my word for it. Let's hear from TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Friday Night Lights playoff time here again across North Texas, the Big Country, and the Red River Valley. We've got some beautiful weather, cool. Definitely want to layer up. Temperatures will be falling into the 40s during the game. Winds will be southerly at about 5 to 10, not hampering the kicking or passing game. But definitely want to dress appropriately. And no rain is in the forecast either. All the rain, it will be out of the area. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
All right, that's it. And I've got some love for you this afternoon. Out of the north, we got the affiliates. Out of Stephenville, Erath County, we have a listener that listens there. He calls in every once in a while. Clarence.
Shout out.
Mighty 93 KSTV. Hamilton County, Hamilton KCLW. Bonham, Rewind 103.9. And our flagship here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Don't forget about that Denton-Geyer-South Lake Carroll matchup. This is their first matchup in the 6A D2 regional finals since 2022. Denton-Geyer, they've had a great year. Of course, South Lake Carroll, some have said they're the best team, not just in the state of Texas. Some argue they might be the best team in the entire country.
Yep.
I don't think anybody would be surprised if South Lake Carroll were to win that game. Definitely would be an upset if Geyer were to do it. Plenty more games to discuss. Don't go anywhere. This is Countdown to Kickoff.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Peanuts on aisle 6. And aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
Welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff. Zach Wolchuk, everybody. You may know him from G-Bag fame.
There he goes, right
as
there.
As well. Yeah. Real quick, Allen and North Crowley. Who you got? Allen. Look, if the Woolly Bull. What's that? I'll tell you what, wow. Zach Wolchuk, who you, if you guys listen to the Dallas Cowboys radio network, and we know a lot of you do, you've heard our boy Zach Wolchuk. He does the halftime show and postgame show for the Dallas Cowboys with Super Bowl winning scout Mr. Brian Broaddus. And if he says Allen, now look, I said North Crowley.
Yeah.
He's going with Allen, yeah. And he hates Allen.
I get it.
I want to say, and now we're saying this all tongue-in-cheek, ladies and gentlemen. We did realize these are high school kids. But I want to say he went to Plano. So you would know better than I would, Steve Randall, about the Plano-Allen.
Oh, that is true. I didn't know where you were going with this, but now I understand what you were saying.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's why he
comes by it honestly, right? Like, that's one of his high schools.
It's a rivalry thing.
It's a rivalry. It's a rivalry. So for that to be one of his hated rivals.
But that's who he's pulling for.
And yet that's who he's pulling for, lets you know how he feels
about
this Allen Eagle football team. So, again, we've got a lot of good football games. We've already mentioned a lot. One game we forgot to mention, we talked about Melissa and Argyle. We talked about Lone Star and Highland Park. Richmond Randall, the defending state champions from last year as well, they're playing Iowa Colony. These two teams have already met once this year. This is now their fourth meeting in two seasons. Randall has won all three. Iowa Colony, they were able to beat Brenham last week and did so by the hair of their chinny-chin-chin as they won 31-30, whereas Richmond Randall, their running back Landon Williams-Callis, rushed for 319 yards and not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six touchdowns last week. So I'll tell you what, that's another good game that people will have their eyes peeled for, and rightfully so.
You know, one of the games that we haven't talked about this team very much this year is Brock.
Okay.
And Brock, he's from, you know, the northern part of the Metroplex, but they're playing Seminole, who's 9-3. Brock, their offense is always tough. They're, you know, defending state champions. 65 points last week.
Okay.
That they threw up. Seminole did upset Glen Rose to even get to the game, and they're pretty balanced. As far as running attack, they're throwing the ball and playing extremely good defense. Brock is just tough.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking a couple of touchdowns right there.
A couple Cinderella teams that Steve handed over to me. We talked a little bit about it, and like I said, they're going to have their work cut out for them if they're going to make it to a semifinal. You got the Athens Hornets. They're playing Carthage. We mentioned the Barbers Hill Eagles. This is the first time that they've gotten this far since 1976. And, of course, they've got their hands full against a really, really good Port Arthur Memorial team. Now, again, those two teams have already played once this year. So, you know, they do have the familiarity going for them, so we'll see how that plays out. New Braunfels, like I said, this is their first double-digit win season since 2009. And, of course, again, they're playing Smithson Valley, a team they played earlier this year. Smithson Valley beat them. And, of course, turnovers were a big part of why they lost that game to Smithson Valley. So, and, Steve, you know this as well as anybody. I mean, look, ball control being one of the keys to victory. I don't care who you are, depending, you know, no matter who you're playing. And then, of course, you cannot give away possessions.
Exactly. And when you start talking about ball control and you start taking control of the things on the outside of the offense and defense, you start getting the takeaways. What are you going to do in the kicking game? What are you going to do on the return game? And can you keep them off the field?
Absolutely.
If you can do stuff like that, you have a chance to win the game.
Let's run through some. We've touched on almost all the 6A and 5A school games that are coming up this weekend. Let's touch on some 4-3 and 2A. Springtown and Alvarado, both of them are unbeaten, and offense will be the name of the game. This could be one of those matchups where whoever has the ball last will win. Right now, Springtown is led by running back John Anthony Lazarball, 273 yards and 5 touchdowns last week. Meanwhile, Alvarado quarterback KJ Jenkins, he had 4 touchdown passes, and running back DeMarcus Belton also added 4 touchdowns on the ground. More to come. Don't go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
What's going on? Hey! Round of applause for Kelly Robinson, everybody.
Yeah,
round of
gotta
applause
love
for Kelly Robinson.
Kelly.
Yeah. You know, we don't talk enough about the people behind the scenes.
Keep us on the air.
Make this thing go.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Kelly Robinson, the hardest working man here at KRLD 1080 and the TSN networks.
And if anybody had a face for radio, it would be Kelly.
Kelly, hands down.
Amazing.
Hands down.
Yes, absolutely.
Be sure, that's right. Yeah, if you want to send, we're going to set up a Christmas GoFundMe for Kelly Robinson for all the hard work he's done here and getting us in our new digs.
Hey, I got to tell you something real quick.
Tell me something.
Okay, you probably don't know this because you were off playing dad, you know, in Kansas.
I did miss a handful of Friday shows.
So you,
by the way, second team all league
for my
son. I did
see where you posted that, so congratulations.
Us old heads,
that
is cool. On Facebook.
Yeah, he didn't fall far from the tree now, did he?
Well.
Yeah, okay, whatever. All right, yes. What I wanted to tell you is my son.
Yes.
He has moved. He has built him a house.
Okay.
Got him some new vehicles.
Congrats.
He's doing good. And he moved to Alvarado.
Okay.
So,
which we just talked about. They got the game against Springtown.
That's the whole reason I even brought this up. It's like, you know.
So are you on the Alvarado now, real quick, you being the native Texan that you are,
right.
You know, former country crooner as well, if memory serves, is it, and you look, we know that our callers and listeners and friends of the program like to let us know when we pronounce a name wrong, more importantly, me.
It's Alvarado.
It's Alvarado.
It
okay.
is.
Not Alvarado.
That's correct.
Alvarado. Okay.
But I didn't want to, you know, do that to you.
You know, but I.
If your name was Kevin, I would have done it, but it's not, so. I'm not jumping in there.
Shout
Mr.
out to
Fred.
Khaki Kevin Walker.
Gotta love him. He's
Brewer
done a
Bears.
Great job for us. So.
He has. He
anyway,
has.
I just wanted to let you know my grandkids are going to be the Indians.
So we're going to pull.
Gonna do it.
We're pulling for Alvarado tomorrow.
They are some, you know,
or tonight or whenever they play.
Absolutely. We're definitely pulling for them.
Whatever time,
whatever you're
in the
listening.
Space-time continuum, that game is going down.
Holy moly.
We are on the Alvarado bandwagon. Some other games to look forward to this weekend. And I mean, look, let's be honest. Let's look forward to all of them. But you got Kilgore and Bridge City. Shout out to my Bridge City for everybody over there in Southeast Texas. That's where I got my start here in the great state of Texas. But Kilgore, their defense has been dominant. They only allowed 73 yards last week. Meanwhile, Bridge City, their running back, Abraham Mingua, he had 3 tutties on the ground last week. Brock, the team you just mentioned, they play Seminole. Brock's 12-0 on the year. Seminole 9-3. Brock, they put up 65 points last week. Meanwhile, Seminole
Maybe a lot of people didn't expect them to get to this point. Mm-hmm. They upset Glenn Rose last week, and more importantly, did it through the air and on the ground. Also, Yoakum and Harden, Franklin and Columbus, Troop versus Newton, and then, of course, you got Stinnett West Texas versus New Home, and then another undefeated matchup, Granger and Junction, and you got two really good quarterbacks on both teams as well. All right, let's get the weather and get you ready for your playoff weekend. Final segment of the Countdown to Kickoff program. Fred Davis, Steve Randall. Regional final week. We are getting down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get the final weather forecast for West Texas from TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Well, high school football playoffs continue here across West Texas in the Panhandle, and perfect timing for Friday night lights because the weather is actually going to be better. Definitely want to bring your jacket if you're going to any of the outdoor games. Temperatures will be falling into the 40s and even into the 30s in the northern Panhandle, and no precipitation is in the forecast. Just make sure you dress appropriately. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Hey, we got a lot of love going out in the West. Fox Sports Abilene, Dustin Tatro, 106.3 FM out of Abilene. Andy Penny and the Wiley Bulldogs. Big Ben Radio out of Alpine, Lincoln Revel. And he talks about the Alpine Bucks and can be heard there. And how about K-Best Media, Big Spring, our buddy Mark Richardson, and the Cahoma Bulldogs. A lot of love. Thank you, affiliates. We love you.
Absolutely. Like I said, after and of course, after this weekend's slate of games, then we are down to the state semifinals where you will have the final in every class and district. Great stuff as always. Shout out to Cody Thorne. Shout out to Jackson D. Pasquale. And more importantly, shout out to each and every one of you out there listening. Steve, good luck to all your teams out there. And if your team's not playing well, we hope you have a good weekend as well. Don't forget to tune in next Wednesday. Don't forget to tune in next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whenever, for the semifinal edition of Countdown to Kickoff right here on TSN.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Life gets a lot easier once you start using Shipt same-day delivery. With Shipt, order from your fave national and local stores handled by shoppers who are detail-oriented and reliable. While they hand-select everything on your list, you get peace of mind and time back for anything. An extra cup of coffee, an extra hour to work out, an extra moment in your day to enjoy your way. Sound nice? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.